Ooh. Let me show him. Hold on. Let me show him. Excellent. Okay, so I love superheroes, so as you guys know, my cleats are superhero themed. So you got Super Mom on one side, Super Dad on the other side, and my cause my cleats is single parent homes. And as you can see, is a dad with his children and a mom with their children. And kind of went with this theme because me personally, I believe that, you know, all the single parents are the real superheroes. And it's not easy. I grew up seeing it my entire life. And I've seen the struggle. And I've seen how hard it is for these parents. So I just wanted to raise some awareness and show them that, you know, I care. I'm thinking about them. Not just myself, my wife, my entire family. So I'm excited to wear these cleats. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cold, but it's going to be fun.
Gerald, did Jason make it?
Jason? Absolutely. Yeah.
What's your thoughts just about how the league has opened up to doing these things here at the time of probably really need? This is the needy season, you know?
Yeah, it's great, man. You know, this is a special time of the year, always. That's why they have so many songs saying it's the most wonderful time of the year. You know, it is. And it's the season of giving, and you know, I think guys can raise a lot of awareness, and I just appreciate the NFL for giving us this opportunity. The NFL is really stepping it up with raising awareness to a lot of different things and giving guys platforms. You know, we've always had this platform of playing football, but now the world can really see what means a lot to us and what's in our hearts. And I just once again thank the NFL for giving us this opportunity.
40's not going to be that cold. 40's not that cold, is it?
Nah, man, it won't be bad. I've just been teasing people saying it's going to be freezing, but 40 is excellent. You know, I was expecting it to be, you know, frozen over, but 43 is good. That's good.
As a guy who's kind of a historian of the league and appreciate guys that have played, going into Lambeau, or is it a little special venue to be playing on that turf?
It is, man. I've never played there. I've never even played against the Packers. And, you know, I say it all the time, man, Aaron Rodgers is my favorite player. And every time I have opportunity to play against him, something happens. Either I'm injured or, well, now he's injured. And I was really looking forward to getting to play against him. But like you said, I'm a historian, and the Packers are just one of those teams. When you say the Packers, it's like, man, it's a Green Bay Packers, it's Lambeau Field, and I'm so excited, man. You know, I was a fan of the NFL before I became a player in the NFL, so this is one of those ones where I'm really excited, like, as a fan, to just go see it and be a part of it. You know, it's something I always remember.
Do you think it's a good time that this matchup comes up, given, you know, how frustrating the loss to Atlanta was, and you want to stay motivated for what's left?
What do you mean a good time?
Well, just to keep everybody kind of zeroed in on.
Well, it don't matter when this matchup came. It's the next game. And every game is an opportunity. You know, Mike Evans stood up in front of the team before we played Atlanta and said, you know, guys have to understand that we are elite. Everybody in this room is elite because there's approximately 1,700 of us that get to play this game and millions of people in the world. And you know, we've been chosen to play this game. That's an opportunity. So regardless of who the team is or what the circumstances are, we have to approach it as such. Starting with today, go out there and practice. Three is going to be out there throwing today. Mm-hmm. So that's always exciting to have our leader back. You know, but we still got 5 opportunities. You guarantee 16 of them. Y'all know me, man. I'm going to make the best of those 16. So, you know, but I'm really excited about this one.
What's it mean to see Jameis back out there?
Well, you know, he's our leader, and Jameis tonight doesn't know what it's like to not be on the field, not be playing. So he's back in his element. And, you know, he never wavered, though. He was always, you know, giving us a lot of energy, staying positive, still leading. But now he's, you know, got the ball in his hand, and I'm excited to see, you know, how he feels and how he looks. You know, like I said, he's our leader, so it's always great to have your leaders leading.